The next morning, there was a stench of burning and fear hanging over the city. Silas and Attius made their way along streets brimming with uncertainty and anxiety. The Praetorians had mostly returned to their barracks, with the ones that weren't still lying drunk, propped in shop doorways, or slumped in the refuse in alleys, or broken as a result of picking the wrong citizen to bully. The populace were trying to return to normal, those who could. They walked past a furious cobbler nailing planks across his broken door, a child weeping as she cuddled the bloodied corpse of a small dog, a baker who was clearing away the mess of smashed pottery and broken benches in his shop so he could start baking loaves for his waiting customers. There was an atmosphere of tension. People seemed to be wondering whether it was over or worse was to come. Silas didn't know the answer. By the time they reached Oclotinius's office, Silas felt thoroughly miserable. All the tension and uncertainty of the past year, the conflict between Caracalla and Geta, it should have ended with the death of one of them. Rome should be stable now. So why did he feel like this was just the beginning of something worse? Oclotinius obviously sensed their mood from their demeanour, although Silas thought he wasn't looking particularly happy himself.
"Come on, lads. Perk up. It's not the end of the world."
"Tell that to Geta," said Attius.
"Attius, when will you learn to keep that stupid mouth of yours shut? Thank the gods you work for me. Otherwise, I would have to have you executed for treasonous remarks like that."
"Just trying to keep it light, sir," said Attius.
"How about you just be quiet and listen?"
Attius pursed his lips together and nodded. Oclotinius shook his head despairingly.
"I've got a job for you. I think you might like this one."
Silas could see Attius itching to make a quip about hoping it involved wine and whores.